And I'm the only one here. Well, lifetime first. We're going to do a trivia game. So we guess that main theme. Ready, go! Cheated yet? I'll give you a hint. It's from a sports game. Sort of. Okay, another hint. It's from a very or lesser known FPS shooter. Okay, if you didn't get it, this is from their character selection screen. Can you join me?
Yeah.
We're two.
Hey-o.
Waiting on Matt Jones.
Hey-o.
And God knows what happened to Jax, but welcome to an episode of Lag Time without beer. That's right.
Yeah.
You heard it right.
Yeah.
We do not have beer tonight.
Yeah. Fortunately, though, it's going to be a quick one.
Yeah. So we're not worried about it.
Yeah. Powers that be need the Holy Sanctum at 8.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Which. Oh, wait.
Speaking of.
I think Matt's
well,
here.
Actually not the powers that be, but.
I think. Oh,
Matt
think
Jones.
Matt is here. Matt has joined
here.
Us.
We started.
So we are no longer the twofer.
Matt Jones, we don't have beer.
Yeah, I fucked up. On that. It's on the counter at my house. I'll bring it next time though. I got it next time next episode.
Matt Jones, you know what we're talking about today?
I have no idea.
Sports.
We're talking about sports, baby.
Sports.
We're talking right. Sports and sports games.
Speaking
and...
of sports games, For those of you who did not, we're not able to figure out what the title or what that music was.
Yeah,
was
I had trouble. The music did not.
Yeah, I don't think anyone really remembers
the music. Didn't, yeah.
Ultimate Paintball Challenge.
I remember the game, just not the music.
It was a great game.
Don't remember the game.
You don't remember the game?
I don't remember the game.
I'm sure for sure.
You were always in my game, and you always were running around dying first.
Getting up in there. I mean, it's Matt's style.
He just runs at everybody.
Yeah.
Try to throw the paintball grenade thing. Sure.
Yeah, pulling Matt Jones.
I actually used one of those a couple times, like an actual one when I played. They were so fucking useless.
Yeah.
You try and throw them and they bounce around and they start spraying you because they never go off properly. And
I believe it. I've only played paintball, like in real life paintball, one time.
I was there.
Yep.
It's very
that was awesome.
I enjoy that.
I don't think I got
woods ball.
Woods balls. I used to play speedball a lot, but woods ball's way more fun because it's all tactical and shit.
It is tactical and shit.
Yeah. You could fall and shit.
Yeah, you could.
I played a tactical laser tag one time.
Really?
At Big Don's.
Oh, yeah. I hear about that place. Is it like...
It's pretty tactical.
Is
they
it?
Got like...
Really?
Yeah, you have to... All the shots have to be headshots. You wear this like headband thing. And it's pretty
wow.
Cool. It's pretty
do you
cool.
Get, do you get... Okay, the question is, though, do you get the old Funscape rifle?
No, you get they look like M16s.
No.
And
it's okay.
You
know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
we all know what I'm talking about. The old Funscape assault rifles where they had the maze and shit, the tower things on each side, and then they switched to the shooting the star.
Yeah, that was
thing.
Stupid.
That was dumb. Yeah, the rifles, I only got to play the rifles like so three
good.
Times. The
rifles were so good.
They were so good. They were so bulky. But yeah. Then again, when I went, I was like 8 years old, so that thing was like the size of me.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah. I mean, nowadays, it probably... Oh, God damn it. So this is related sports.
It is. That is, it is
things
a sport.
We're going to talk about. Sports. Ugh, you'll be good at them. Not really. It's, we're all a bunch of fucking nerds.
But
we can but play
sports games, though.
Sports games.
Yeah.
So the reason we're talking sports games, I was telling Andy about this. We were playing Diablo earlier, which is not a sports game, if you haven't noticed by now.
Totally not.
I'm a big fan of the MLB The Show franchise for the PlayStation Entertainment Systems.
Which comes out the 31st of March?
It's around opening day, yeah. They usually release it a little before or after.
And they actually release theirs on the year 15.
Yes.
NHL, get with it. You're not a car.
Yes. Speaking of NHL, that's why
yeah.
I was worried because I'm nervous that whoever's helming the show is going to pull an NHL 15 and just fucking disembowel the fucking game and
then just
rip all the features out of it and... leave us with a shell of sadness.
Yeah, that's a questionable decision if I ever saw one. I was so excited for like new consoles. I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get PS4, I'm gonna totally pick up 15. And then it was like, oh, 14 is actually better. Like it's not just like better like it because you know it feels better, but there's more features in 14.
Yeah, there's actually more to do.
And there's all the good features, all the hockey fighting. Ultimate League. Well, like you can fight in.
Yeah, but they didn't have a 1 minute intro video about it.
They didn't. Yeah, sad. But and OTP was added later, but like, oh,
it's
really? Like
the
they shipped it without OTP. Like, really? That's like what most people play when they play NHL online.
Yep.
So it's and then
yep.
Ugh. BGM connected mode they took out. It's like, oh, yeah, sure. Do you see this really cool thing where a lot of people really enjoy fantasy?
Fuck you!
So that got us into a discussion somewhat of games sort of stripping down parts and then putting out shiny new games with less shit.
Which happens most of the time in sports games.
Sports games.
Yep. So, I mean, okay, instead of, like, ripping them apart, let's start with the positives. What are some positives we've seen out of any
new sports
franchise?
Games or
are
we talking like,
just anything.
I mean, if you like fucking watching a sport, you can fucking play the sport. That's number one.
That
number one there.
Or if you really like the sport and you really suck at the sport.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
Hockey. It's the reason I play the NHL games. I can't fucking skate.
Yeah, I'm really bad at it.
I'm horrendous at skating. Street hockey.
Yeah.
I'd rather play on the ice. Well executed hip checks are one of the greatest things ever.
Oh, God. Open ice,
but yeah, that's a good you know.
I mean,
you can
that's number
if
one.
If you're a
I
fan, really like, another thing year round, you know, baseball season. It's fucking snowing and cold out right now. I can't exactly go out and play baseball.
No,
so fuck you to the people that are like, oh, I don't play sports games, and I'm gonna make sure you know you could just go out and play them. You know, no, fuck you. Yes, I could go out and play them. Could I play with the caliber of an MLB player or an NHL player? No, fuck you. Maybe I'll go do both. I'll play baseball while I'm playing the show. Fuck you.
Or hockey while playing the show. Be really confusing.
That would be trippy.
That was my phone.
That'd be trippy.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. Yeah, I mean that's definitely a positive.
The fantasy stuff is always cool.
Fantasy
stuff. I mean that's always. I mean the I'm always a sucker for the creative players because have a squad of your buddies and just you know I don't know go run over the fucking Islanders or something.
Yeah.
Or be the Islanders. I don't know.
And then run over yourselves by facing the Islanders.
Yeah, I mean, do whatever you want. I don't know. Reenact the Super Bowl and not throw instead of run it. I don't know.
Yeah, right?
Whatever
or, you
do.
Know, you just do pure fantasy and have the Sabres win the cup, you know? Sometimes people want to live that shit out.
I just started a new fucking franchise on the show. I'm playing as the Cubs. We're going to bring a title to Chicago. Like, live the dream, man.
Can't do that shit in real life, man.
No, unfortunately, you can't. Much love, Chicago.
Sorry, Chicago.
But it's the obvious things, you know, the fantasy
also,
stuff.
Yeah, and then, you know, there's also the gameplay.
The gameplay is usually pretty tight.
To be fair, it's a unique genre to play.
Yeah.
There's nothing... I mean, it's a sport, essentially. But it's... The genre is a sport. It's a game. that, I don't know.
It's take what you watch, you know, on a night or weekend thing, and okay, how can I translate this to something I can play all the time?
Yeah, it's not an RPG, and it's not a first-person shooter, so, unless you're...
It's not a platformer
paintball challenge.
Either. Oh, yeah. You're right, though. There are some that are...
That sort of is cross.
There are a few.
And then, I guess, racing games. I don't know if you consider that a sport. I mean, you would.
Yeah, but... I mean... Yeah, I mean,
Pole position.
Yeah. Forza to a degree. I mean, the rally racing games. And then, something like Burnout, I don't know if I...
Then you can go back to, like, the Mario... Or was it Mario Party minigame game before Mario Party was a thing, and it's track and field.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those games were so hard.
Yes, they were.
Very difficult games to play.
I mean, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, that's a classic.
Oh,
boxing.
Yeah. Then there's MMA fighting now.
I heard the UFC game this year wasn't really that good.
Oh. Well, do you know what game was good? And it does. It's I would consider it a sport. The game definitely probably more than the actual sport, but wrestling.
Oh, WWF, yeah.
WWF No Mercy will still be my favorite wrestling game of all time. It established all the...
Raw for the Xbox is my jam.
Which one?
Raw for the Xbox.
Oh, God.
But Raw was, 1 and 2.
But they use the same thing.
Basically, yeah. They use the similar...
Before No Mercy, there was like a weird grappling system that like... When you No Mercy, you grapple someone and then you could do a move from there.
Yeah.
Which made sense. But before that, you had to sort of be in front of the person and do a move combo.
Yep.
To like... And it was very, very clunky and very, very hard to do. And it was not... It was more like a fighting game than it was a wrestling game.
Yeah.
And then they made wrestling.
They stuck with that too.
Yeah.
They stuck with that because I played a few of the newer ones and like they stuck with them and they made it more of like just, you know, a reactive combat game instead of just like, okay, hit a button and then, oh my God, and do something. And
that's why I like No Mercy.
Yeah.
Just go pick up a chair and then beat the shit out of the guy.
Right?
Like always make it no rules.
Oh, God. Yeah. We don't. Sledgehammer chair, yeah. Whatever you want, man. Wrestling.
That game also had a great create your own character.
Yeah.
You can customize a lot.
Definitely did.
That was the shit.
Hell yeah.
Anything with customization.
Yeah, that's definitely a big thing.
For sports, because
things like anytime, like Road to the Show and the Show, the Be a Pro stuff, and all the EA games, that's always pretty awesome. That's always really fun. I haven't played the Madden one in a very long time, though.
The first football game was Tecmo Bowl, so.
Well, yeah, yeah. I know, but.
But, that's literally probably the last. No. Blitz? I think I played a... Well, yeah, I've played Blitz.
Well,
yeah.
Blitz.
So that's not really... I mean, that's sort of football.
It's football.
That's not exactly a simulation. That's sort of like the 3-on-3 hockey where it's like not exactly playing hockey, but you
debatable.
Like
debatable.
NBA, NBA Jam.
Another game that I loved.
That was a great game, but...
NFL Street, that was always fun. FIFA Street, I never got into it. I didn't like that one.
NBA Street was good.
Yeah. Hang Time is still like one of my favorite basketball games ever. NBA Hang Time. One of my favorite sports games ever.
That was a good one.
There's so many classic sports games too.
Remember Double Dribble, the really old basketball game where you play as Larry Bird.
Dude, Larry. Anytime you play as Larry Bird, it's great.
I don't remember that one.
There are so many classic sports games though.
Yeah, sure. NHL 94.
94 is like one of the most well known, I'd say.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason that 14 included it as a mode.
Yeah, and 15 didn't have because, you know, well, that one made sense.
Yeah,
that
one
think about
was...
it, that one actually made sense.
But they should have stuck with it because fuck it.
Yeah. They should have just put NHL, or what was it, 15? Or,
just, yeah. Oh, 95.
Just 95
fucking
on there.
Keep just, yeah. I'm...
I had 95. I love
95. I don't think I own 95. I had 94. I never owned 95.
94 was good. I had 93, too.
I never. 94 was the only one up until like the recent ones that I actually owned.
Mm.
Like 9, I think was, yeah. No, I owned 9 and then I had 14 because 9 was so good that I just like didn't.
Yeah, I don't blame you. 9 actually probably was like one of the best. I think when it comes to sports games, there's games that like now when we talk about sports, it's like they're coming out every year and they're pretty much the same. But every once in a while, at least up until this point, a great one has like come around and changed the series like dramatically. And 09, I think 09 added the skill stick, which was just like crazy change. A lot of people really liked it. And we still use the skill stick. Like, yep. No Mercy came around and it changed the grappling, and like almost every game emulated that after that.
At ESPN 2K5, the football game, there's a reason that that series didn't go on, because it was awesome and it was killing Madden. So they just like, nah, we're getting in on that.
Really? Is that what happened to that?
That game was awesome.
I mean, I don't think I've ever
that's,
played it.
What
happened to it?
They just like chomped it up and
like
bought the assets and stuff. And
oof.
I'm pretty sure it was a very long time ago, and I'm not up on my what's EA up to stuff. So
how's EA trying to destroy the world this time?
So I just remember ESPN 2K was like $20 brand new. And I was like, and it was awesome. It's like, I'm gonna buy this, and I have no interest in football, but goddamn, that game was awesome.
Yeah, I remember Primetime. I used to, or not, was it Primetime? Yeah, Primetime Football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
I used to just play as the Packers all day and just throw Hail Marys, because I was just like, fuck it. 1 yard line, I'll do it.
I mean,
it worked for the Seahawks.
Oh boy. Topical humor. Topical sports humor coming from a gaming podcast.
Everyone, I think, is taking
so
a crack at that.
Before we start getting into the many things wrong with the yearly sports games,
yeah,
we can't help but, you know,
we can.
Music
we can,
is always pretty great in sports games.
Do you know what I think is going to be the next step? I'm hoping for it, since PS4, and hopefully soon Xbox will follow suit with their Spotify.
PS4
screen, Spotify, and they can play it in-game and stuff. I'm really hoping that they just partner up and be like, Spotify puts playlists and lets people create their own playlists for the games, and it's super simple, super easy.
That would be awesome.
And it would be like, oh, yeah. And then they maybe do suggested playlists, stuff like that. Like, whoever, you can change, like, oh, this is what Kenny uses for his playlist. Maybe I'll listen to that on my game, see if...
That would be pretty awesome.
Like, walk-up music for all your shit.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Be like, oh, it's all on Spotify. You can just freaking load up whatever the fuck you want. You don't need to install it on your hard drive.
Music has always been a pretty big thing in...
But, yeah, it's...
Any sports franchises.
I hope that's where it goes, but where it's come from, I mean...
Is pretty great.
I think you... Yeah, there's so much great music. I think you really have to start with Tony Hawk Pro Skater, though, when you talk about how great music can affect a sports game. I mean, that is a sports game, essentially.
Yeah.
And that series will always be
awesome.
Known for... Which, I mean, they're coming out with a new game. Hawk
Pretty
is,
sure
I
for
think.
The first time in, like, a while.
And it might not be something with that stupid
Oh, my God. That stupid board peripheral the last one had.
Yep. Oh, well. Skate
peripherals and the death of series. That's a topic to get into another time, because it's happened.
That is
a lot. Rock Band, Guitar Hero.
Well, Guitar Hero started off strong.
Sorry, yeah, they all started strong.
Rock Band started strong too. Yeah,
they all started strong, but
and they threw in a keyboard, and they're just like, well, why can't I just
fucking Why can't I just go play piano?
Well, Rocksmith is still
Rocksmith.
Okay.
Yeah, that I don't know.
Rocksmith, I think, is a niche. We're not talking sports games. Well, it's, we've lost.
But I understand what you mean.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But
music is.
I mean, it's not just Tony Hawk, but like now, as soon as like
Madden's
quality,
always had a very strong.
Yep.
Set of music for 09
it. Had a great soundtrack. NHL.
Oh my god! Yeah, it did. The show has always had pretty good music. What's nice is a lot of times you'll get I mean, I know like Madden from when I played, I don't know if they still do it, but they'd always use a little bit of everything, which I thought was really cool. They didn't just stick to like one. I mean, it fits sometimes. Like NHL having like rock and metal makes sense for hockey.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah, they do have rock and metal.
It's mostly that because, well, it's hockey. You're beating the shit out of each other. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It's the culture is
or
like
somewhat punk. So
yeah, it's like the culture is like adds
as much
to
as
that,
yeah.
You know.
Definitely, I don't know about the NBA like 2K
NBA
soundtrack.
2K has always had from the last 2K game I played was a long time ago, but it was more like hip hop and
that makes
but
sense.
there was a little bit of everything, which was nice. I enjoyed it. I mean, I can't really say bad things about any of the choices of music in these games.
I can say recently NHL is somewhat. Come down from
14
from
was
high. It's just like there's not any great stuff like you used to, like every soundtrack usually had like a couple or three or four or five great songs on there, and come on, you're like, fuck yeah. But this one, 14 didn't really have that, maybe one or two,
because 09 had like
09 had so many
09 had songs that were like there are teams that actually use this for like goal songs and like,
which NHL, if you're gonna freaking try to, oh, this is the arena, fucking throw their goal songs on, for the love of God. Like, if you're gonna try to make it look like the arena, sound like the arena, fucking throw the damn
goal songs and get their each of their horns too. Get everything.
Yes. God. And you know what? Give me a fucking special edition where it gives me a stupid little horn, like light. So every time I score, the light goes off. Can you please do that? I would really buy that.
Put it on top of your TV.
Yes. And then, yeah, that's all I want. And then you can have that thing make the goal sound too. Like, if you really want like all my money, just do that. Please.
Fucking A. They don't include that shit. You know what? That's a bad thing. What about some bad shit about sports games?
Well, we already sort of covered taking off features. Yes, features.
I mean, that's, yeah, you should never.
That's the worst. But then there's another one which has we've known about for a while, and it's just they become stale. Like the year after year, it's the same shit.
Yep.
They put on, like, they give you one new mode and they update the rosters. All right. For the love of
God,
they
make it look
we're
a little
fucking
nicer.
In 2015 right now. You don't need to release a new game every year because that the whole sole purpose of that was to update rosters for the most part. And like there's some gameplay, but
some gameplay,
not that much.
Some graphical
updates. You can
updates.
Do that with updates now, okay? Yep. You can do it with updates. There's every other genre is doing it. Like RPGs give out free shit. Like sports updates, like you update statistics, that's all like a data sheet. Like, you know, someone
it's,
somewhere is
I
keeping
mean,
track of that shit and updating it. Just fucking put it up there.
It's a lot
Don't
cheaper
put it on the
too.
Next game.
It would
it's probably
be
a lot cheaper to make too. Yeah, you know,
fucking
like,
A.
Other than maybe it would be.
I mean, all because I mean,
or heck, I would just like, you know, if they even charged like $5 for a roster update rather than having to go buy the next game,
I know,
like, I would love that.
I know, like, for the show, for example, like, I want to say the timetable that you can auto update the roster every year,
it does.
Game to game, like, it. I mean, I don't really care personally because to me, like, you know, not seeing like the actual like players. Like photograph, you know, like in the statue.
Oh, I don't really care about that.
Exactly.
I just
like,
really,
you know,
want their name there and
yeah.
what position they are and who what their line
means. Yeah, make
are.
Sure
that's
they make sure their like digital thing looks kind of like them. I mean that.
It's getting yeah. It was
make sure it looks kind of like them. But
yeah, and
you can do that on the show. They do that. They'll update. Like you can go online and it'll just you can download the latest roster thing for like, you know, after the trade deadline. It'll reorganize who's where.
Yeah.
Things like that. It goes, I'm pretty sure it goes from game release till the season ends. The
yeah,
actual
I think
season.
That's, I think that's pretty close to what the NHL is.
They, I mean, I agree. They
similar.
Should. I
but
would
it's like,
gladly.
Come on, that's not hard.
I would gladly pay $5 a year to keep mm-hmm. the same game and just download updated
but
brand new rosters.
But they're way afraid. They're too afraid to do that because they need to. They need to pump out. They pump out these shitty content, these shitty modes, and they want players to
yep.
use them, and then they'll cross them out, and then they'll bring in new ones that
they're,
people
it,
like, and then they
the
$5
roster update won't make it.
Won't
it
make
will make
money,
but it won't make as much money as selling a $60 game every single year.
But it's right. not as. I mean, that's just shitty though, because it's a fucking
no, it,
same game essentially. Like I'd rather like when I went from 12, like at 13 came out, and I was like. Why the fuck would I get 13? I have 12. Like, it's
right.
basically the same exact game. Like, I just want the roster updates. Give me, I'll pay $5 and I'll get the roster
right.
update.
It's
but
one of those
things. Came out and I was like, okay, I want that.
Yeah, it's
one
of those things that's like every couple years, it'll be like, wow, a lot has changed since this game came out. All right, I'll get the new copy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people, there are features and modes and just gameplay things from earlier ones that people really like and they don't want the new version.
Yeah.
NHL is a. Really big example
and
of
one
this.
We haven't talked about but we should mention is FIFA because FIFA is probably the biggest sports selling game of all time
easy
worldwide.
Yeah it's
and,
it's I mean yeah
and that game has suffered problems like this like
yep.
just it's the same game they're putting out essentially it is
honestly I mean I'm that's one of the few sports games outside of like the UFC games and things like that like I have virtually no experience with because I could never get into it but like someone shows me the new FIFA versus like 2 years ago. I don't know the fucking difference.
And that's bad. That's bad for FIFA, but I mean, they don't care. It's hard to make it's right now. It's like what moves companies is money and we're throwing money at them for giving us the same game every year.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing against the people buying it. If you,
no,
I mean,
you love that
enjoy,
sport.
Yeah.
You want
it's
that,
just you,
but you're
you
not
know,
going to get a great game because you do it every year. And that's upsetting.
It's like it's still a good game. It's just they could do more with it. You know what I mean? True. Like it's still the core is still there. It's good, but they're not doing enough to like for me at least warrant every year spending $60.
And really what the problem is isn't that they're coming out with a game every year. It's that they're the only ones coming out with that game, that genre, or that sport every year. And that's the problem. There's no competition anymore.
But that's one of my biggest gripes. I mean, for the foreseeable future, they'll still be making it for the one I own, but like the only console with a baseball game is the PlayStation.
Yeah, isn't that shitty?
That's the only, like, I'm so glad that I have a PlayStation 3 and they're not stopping making them for that because, like...
Hopefully with their track record for the PS2, they'll...
That's fine with me.
It's a good sign because they'll keep putting them
out. But, like, that's a goddamn travesty.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, yes, there's, like, Mario Baseball and stuff. Those are fun, but I'm talking a Major League Baseball licensed game. There's only one, and it's on one console.
That's probably one of the biggest downsides.
Okay, so yeah, there's things like RBI baseball, but they're like a little cartoonier. No, I'm talking like a legitimate Madden of baseball. There's one. It's the show, and it's fucking excellent. It's a great fucking game.
Yeah, I can't wait to get 50. But, I'm not gonna lie.
That's it. There's.
I couldn't play it at all because I missed out on baseball the whole 360 era. The entire era.
I bought my PlayStation 3 for that game.
Yeah. I had Ken Griffey Jr. and I fucking loved it. And or for N64.
Back on N64, there was, you know, I mean,
there was a lot.
Again, they're not like the very simulation, like very realistic, but like, it doesn't matter. There was Mike Piazza's, there was Ken Griffey's.
Yeah, that's right. There was Piazza's.
And then
there was a couple of other ones.
The
2K.
The 2K game stopped like a couple years ago, but in their defense, they were awful. They were really, really bad. The last one I played was, I think, the last one.
At least there was competition there.
Right.
And then that's really what we need.
But the one thing that I feel that is not, I mean, it's still detrimental because it's every year. And again, like, I'm going to be picking it up the day it comes out because I want the fucking game. But I'd like to pay less and just get the roster. But regardless, the show hasn't really declined in quality.
Yeah,
which is nice. Like,
unlike
it's
NHL,
pretty, it's
NHL.
Pretty much the same quality, great game every year, which is good and bad. Because again, you're kind of paying for the same game you paid for last year, even though it's really fucking good.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? Not buy another?
I'm gonna fucking hit Eric up.
You're a fan of this?
Eric's,
yeah.
Eric's probably gonna get it from Walmart the night it comes out. I'm gonna go over his house and play it. Fuck it. I'll be over there playing it. I'm going to get it the day it comes out, too.
Yep.
But I would like to not have to pay $60 for it. Like we all said, like, let's just pay, like, $5 or $10.
That's a lot. Especially when they don't add that much to it.
Yeah, like, honestly, I would even go so far, like, if it gave me, if I could get year-to-year full roster updates, like, essentially how it does it with that, but, like, pay X amount, you get the roster plus that season's, like, it'll update itself for that season. I'd pay $20 for that.
I would pay $20 if it would do it.
It's still
it would do it from now till like 10 years, or it would keep doing it until, you know, it runs out. Because then that's a solid investment. Like fuck yeah, I don't need to buy an NHL game for the next forever.
I would just
until there's a game that they put out that I want to buy.
Anything that's cheaper than the full price of the game, like not getting. Oh, what if it's $50? But no, I'm saying if it's like half or less of the price, like if it's half or more of the price of the game,
if it's really what the content we want, if it's that value, then maybe even a little bit more with that value. Because
I'm sure there's a lot of people that would really not like to spend every year. They would just like some updates, some roster updates.
Fuck yeah, I would.
Stat updates, boom.
Oh yeah, stat updates.
Just
nice.
Update their, you know,
maybe what team they were on.
Update their ratings, all that, trades, anything like that, signings, free agency, all that. Hey, just let me pay for
retirements would be nice too. Mm-hmm. If a player retires, but I mean, maybe you can check that option.
Yeah,
like a
retired you could just
in the mix or not.
Yeah, it's not hard.
No, it's
maybe
program.
I mean,
hard.
Program
it's hard
because I don't know anything about.
I guarantee you, there's someone in some conference room who brought that up, and the entire management was just glared at him, was like, he's fired. get him out the door right now. Throw him out of the building.
Literally throw him out the window. He was that guy in that little comic strip.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yep, that's the guy. Oh.
So, yeah, sports games. This was a gaggle of nerds talking about sports. But fuck you, because one of us has a Sabres jersey on.
I do. It was cold.
Yeah.
Really warm.
They are. NHL sweaters are fucking warm. There's a reason.
There's a reason
that they're warm. But yeah.
And do not have neon on them.
This is just a gaggle of nerds talking about sports games. Honestly, this is kind of a filler episode.
Yeah.
But who cares? Fuck
not
you.
Bad.
Fuck you. I'm looking right at you, listener. Fuck you.
And Jax. Fuck you, Jax.
Dude, he didn't get back to me at all.
I know. He didn't talk to me at all. I mean,
I hope you're all right out there, man.
Maybe he's good.
Like, I hope you're all right out there, man. Be safe.
He's probably sleeping.
That bastard.
Well, he told me that he was like checking out of something. He was like, I'm just going to relax like yesterday. And I was like, okay. And I didn't hear from him like the entire day. I was like, okay.
Maybe he went off the grid. He was just like, yo, fuck this shit.
Good on him.
All right, guys, we're gonna wrap it up.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Yeah, we don't have any intro or outro music. I don't have any.
I mean, whatever. Jangle.
That was great.